Ben Ishchai, Halachas, Parshas V'yeshiv, Halachas of Chanukah. Says the Ben Ishchai, B'leil Rishon, the first night, Mevarachim Shlosha Brachot. We make three brachas, right? L'hadlik, right? L'hadlik ne Chanukah, right? Ne Chanukah. V'shasa nisim la'avoteinu, b'yamim ahem b'zman hazeh. V'shechiyanu. And the brach of Shechiyanu, because this is a new mitzvah. It's a new mitzvah. And therefore, we're making a Shechiyanu on this mitzvah. Some people say it's on the new day, on the day of Chanukah, we're making the Shechiyanu. But it doesn't matter either which way the Ikar Din is. It's on the Ner, it's on the Chanukah, so we're making a Shechiyanu. But Nadnu Poskim Zal Siman. Asa Lacha Saraf. Make for you a Saraf, like this. Vasim Oto Al Nes. And put it on a height. Vera'a Oti V'chayim. You look at it. And you will live. Begam nirmezu ba'otiyot misparam. Shu otiyot shlosha. It says shlosha, right? See, it says shin. Yeah. Rosh Tevot sh'asa nisim lahadlik shechiyanu. Right? It says shin lamed shin. That's shalosh. Hanerot halal. And we say hanerot halalu, which is the... That's a hoda'ah. That's a praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because the whole inyan of Chanukah, we said, in the Gemara it says, lahalel lohodot. It's for halel and hoda'ah. There's no sudas on Chanukah. We'll learn soon. V'achashi dikne rishon, yoma anerot halal. It says anerot halal. Banusach hamutukan yafeh. Which, this is nusach, sheyesh bo lamed vav tevot. There should be, anerot halal, we should have 36 words, because there's 36 candles, right? Kibinyan HaNerot Shel Kol Shmonat Yamim, because the number of the Nerot, all these 8 days. V'yamdu Ishto Bana B'shat HaBracha B'shat HaDlaka Kol HaNerot. And his wife and all his children should stand at the time. Why is the Ben Ishchai saying this? Because Sfadim have the meaning to light one Chanukiah for one house, right? If there's one house, you don't like Ashkenazim. If they want to be Mina Mahadrin or Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, each person has a chiyuv. They can make its own chiyuv to light Neris. If they want to be Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, right? Or Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, like 8, 1, 2, 3, to 8. By Sfarim, we can't do that. So even if your child comes home and he learns in school that he does that and he wants to light, so you can allow him to light, you have to tell him. He's not Yotze in that Hakloka. He's Yotze only the father's hadlaka, and therefore you should stand at the father's hadlaka. After he wants to go and light his neiros, he couldn't light. But that's only because his Ashkenazi friends do it and feel bad about it, and you can let him. But once they get older and they understand, they don't light their own neiros. And certainly, even when they're younger, right, they don't make brachas. They just light without making brachas. Okay? The halacha and the yeshiva. Because of that, the yeshiva for the Sfarim, if the yeshiva allowed, but I don't think it does, ideally, if you have your own private room, you should light in your own private room and be the first person to light in your own private room. Most yeshivas do not allow you to do that. Yeshivas don't allow because it's dangerous because they're worried about fire hazards, right? If the yeshiva allows, that's the best place to light. If it doesn't, so you light in the cheder ochel, the place where you eat. So the din of the Gemara is that you light it in the Rishus HaRabim. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. But there's a big machlokus in the Rishonim. Public domain. There's a big machlokus in the Rishonim, right? If there was a time of Gzera, and therefore, time of decree, that you'd have to light inside, like the Gemara says. So the question is, did that remain and the main hadlokah is inside? So big machlokus in the Rishonim. A lot of people, for that reason, light outside still, because that's Shulchan Aruch. But the minhag of the Sfarim is, and certainly in Chutz La'aretz, and Eretz is not so clear, but I think the Ikka minhag, the Ikka poskim as Sfarim say, that the Ikka hadlaka is inside. So what we do is, we light inside near a window. Right? I think... So you light in the window near the Rishus Ram, near the public thoroughfare. Right. Now, here in the yeshiva, since there's Ashkenazim, and they have a mitzvah, if they want to be Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, they want to be very, very, muhuda. They want to do very, very they want to beautify the mitzvah, right? So they'll, each one will light their own Chanukiah. For us, there's only one chiyuv, so it can only be one Chanukiah lit, right? It's like mezuzah. There's only one mezuzah on the door. Once someone put it up, it's done, right? So, in order for us to be yotze, even though Mi'ikra didn't, the zman of hadlaka for us, it's Seitzer Kochavim, we're going to explain that later, we are allowed to light beforehand, because otherwise you're going to lose the mitzvah. That's called Shasa Dachak. And the Brukhi Yes, it says, if it's Shasa Dachak, you can light before Seitzer Kochavim. So we are light at Shkia, and just we will be the first people to light near Chanukah. Now, there's a lot of Sfarim, you take it in turns. So here, this year, there's 5 Sfarim. Each year, each day, 1 Sfari lights. Now, we've got the extra lights. So the first light, 1 person lights. And maybe what you can do is, the other lights, you can take it in turns to light. So let's say, day number 1, there's only 1 light. So you light the 1 light, right? Day number 2, there's 2 lights. So the one person lights 1 light. And give another person to light the second light. Yeah? Day number 3, there's 3 lights. 3 people can be mishtatef. You understand? 3 people can do it. You don't have to do it that way. You can have everyone, you know, take it in turns. But if you want to do it that way, you can do it that way. So he says now the Ben Ish Chai, the Nusach HaBrocha. Af Agav, the B'nei Rosh Shabbos, Nusach HaBrocha hu ladik ne shel Shabbos. You say shel Shabbos. Ne Rosh Chanukah mevarchim ladik ne Chanukah. You don't say ne shel Chanukah. Why? Ve'en omrim shel. Kedei sheyichaven mevarch Rosh HaTevot Nachal. Now the Ben Ish Chai is telling you some kavanas of the Arizal. Nachal means river. It refers to the upper rivers, whatever it means, like these. It means the flow from above. Is on Chanukah, there's, like on Yom Kippur in Ne'ilah, there's what's called the Yud Gimel Midas. There's a revelation of a very, very big rachmim, very, very big mercy. That's where we get kapara from. Chanukah is also a time for tshuva. So these Yud Gil Midas of Rachamim, right, are expressed at the time of the Brocha of Chanukah. And that's what's expressed in this word Nacha, that we have this influence coming down to us at the time of the Brocha of Ner Chanukah, i.e. the half an hour that the Ner Chanukah is lit. It's a very, very special time. It's a very, very special time to daven. So people who want to daven for Parnassah, want to daven for children, want to daven for whatever they want to daven. This half an hour of Ner Chanukah is a very special time for davening. So the Beis Yisrael explains this Shem Nachal, Shu Shem Kadosh. It's a spiritual name, right? Harmuz Rosh Tevot. It has Rosh Tevot. Notze Chesed La'alafim. So it's part of the Yud Gimel Midas, right? Rosh Tevot Pasuk. Nafshenu chikta LaHashem. It shows that we have a desire to get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Shigam hem nitzlu bishli. The Maccabim, they also were nitzlu. The Jewish people were also saved. Shebatchu b'Hashem itbarach v'tzafu l'Yeshuato, and desired His Savior, His salvation. V'amati b'isat Yishmael. Chen haya neis b'chodesh Kislev. The neis was on Kodesh Kislev. Rosh Tevot, Rosh v'sofu kafvav. Right? What does it mean? Kislev is kaf in the beginning, vav at the end. Rosh v'sofo, the beginning of the word and the end of the word is kav vav. Mispah shem havaya, yud kei vav kei is gematria of kav vav, 26. V'otiyot ha'nisharim, which is samach lamad yud, be'em sahem rosh tevot, leprokim lepurkancha svarit Hashem. Shu targum shel pasuk lishuatcha kviti Hashem. So the beginning letter and the end letter represent God's name, right? You're surrounded with God's name, and in the middle, we have a desire, Shuatcha Kiviti Hashem, which in Aramaic is Lepurkanach, that's the Shuatach, Svarit, right? Kiviti, desired, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud Yud. Lepurkancha is Lamed, Svarit, Samach, Hashem is Yud Yud, is Yud. So that's where we get the rest of the words Kislev. Samach, Lamed, Yud.
What does that mean?
Nachal, right? This concept of Nachal, which we said, Notze Chesed L'Alafim, that we don't say Ne Shel Chanukah, we say L'Hadlik which is Lamed, Ne Nun, Chanukah. Ladik Ne Chanukah, which is Nun Chet Lamed is Nachal, Rosh Hashanah Nachal, which is Notze Chesed Lalafim. I.e., that's a revelation in this Neris of Chanukah of the Yud Gimel Midos. I.e., the Yud Gimel Midos, this tremendous Rachamim, is coming down at the time of Hadlakas Neris. It's a time that you shouldn't waste. It's a time for tefillah. The time of Hadlakas Neris is tefillah. There's many, many kavanas here. There's the Ashkenazim, the Rebbes, sit by the Ner Chanukah and they look at the Neris. Right? The Sfadim, so people who know the kavanas of the Rosh Hashanah, I don't know, but I've seen it written, the kavanas of Rosh Hashanah, there's a specific kavana that a person has when he's looking at the Neris. There's a kavana of the kavanas of the Rosh Hashanah. The Sfadim had all these things, but whatever it is, you have to understand, this half an hour, it's like a chag. Women don't, we're going to see, it's a minig of women, because the nest was done by a woman. You know the story. The story was Yehudit, who was the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, right? She was taken, because there was a decree, one of the decrees of the Yevonim was, whoever would get married would have to go to the Hagmon Tekila, would be taken and being used, yeah. So she was taken, and she fed him milk till he was very tired, and she killed him, cut off his head. And from then started the whole fight of the Maccabees, of the Hashmonaim, against Yavon. And from that, there was we defeated them, and that was the Nes of Chanukah, right? So that's why we have a minig to have milk products on Chanukah, representing the Nes of the milk. What about the Brocha Shechianu? The Brocha Shechianu you only make on the first night, right? Mm-hmm. But if you didn't make it on the first night, you forgot. You made two brochas. On the second night, you can make the Shechianu. But what if 8 nights pass and you didn't make the Shechianu, you can't make it. V'gam ha'avil yivarech Shechianu. Even someone who's an avil, right, who's a mourner, he makes the Shechianu. Ava onen Yadlik bro brocha. He does ne Chanukah because of presumim misina, because of chashad. But doesn't make a brocha. That means someone whose parents died and haven't yet buried them yet. Vim efshe b'shaliach. If it's better, if you could do it with a shaliach, right? Nachon v'adif yoteh. It's better for him to do it. No, Baruch Hashem, we don't have that problem. Mitzvah lanincha b'tefach hasamuch lepetach. It's a mitzvah to put it on the tefach. Look, if you have a door, so it has to be a tefach. Tefach is like a fistful. From the petach of the door, right? So Ben Ishchai is going to say here, the mezuzah is going to be on the right side. This is if you're lighting it outside your door, to the Rosh Hashanah. The mezuzah is going to be on your right side, right? And therefore, you put it on your left side. Yeah? So it sounds like Ben Ishchai says, Im aim is a biyamin, in ichena biyamin, right? Okay, so you're lighting it on the left side because there's a mezuzah on the right side. So you light it on the left side of the door. Okay. So now he's saying that a person has three mitzvahs together when he lights Ner Chanukah. What three mitzvahs? He has mezuzah, he has Ner Chanukah, and he has a tzitzis that he's wearing. Roshei Tevot Tzemach. It's Roshei Tevot Tzemach. Tzitzis, Mezuzah, Chanukah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Means the sprout. U'beschut zeh, Yavo Mashiach Tzidkenu. Will come Mashiach Tzidkenu. Tzemach Shema, whose name is Tzemach. He sprouts. V'yitkayem pitchu sharim. We will open the doors, the gates. V'yavo Goy Tzadik. Ki yamin u'smol tifrotzi. From my right side and left side, tifrotzi. You'll come out. You'll burst out. Like parrot was the name. Burst out. V'kushyaniach ha-chanukah ha-mezuzas ha-petach b'smol. When you put it on the left-hand side. Yaniach b'layla rishon. The first day. Now, how do you do the neiris? Right? You have your chanukah on your left-hand side. Which is the first neir? Near the door, away from the door. Where is it? Etaneh bekatza sheni shel menorah, the other side of the menorah, ha-chanukah, shu rachok min ha-petah, it's far from the door. So the first night, you have your chanukiah, right? The chanukiah is within this tefach of the door, near the door, near the doorpost of the door. Where do you put the chanukiah? The first net is the furthest away from the door. That's the first ner. The second ner, Leil Sheni, you will put the second ner next to it. And how do you light? Which one do you light first? You light from
left to right.
Left to right. Why? Called Kol Pinot Shata Poneh. All the ways you part, go, you go from left to right. I.e., you're going towards your right. You always go to your right, because the right is more choshev. Right is chesed, left is din. Ki yamin u'smol tifrotzi. From right and left will come out Mashiach. V'kishe yaniach Chanukah al mezuzat petach b'smol. When you put it on the left side, yaniach b'layla rishon et haner v'katzeh sheini shalom. We said this, right? And then we put the second night on its side and we go from left to right. That's explained to you, right? Until we say on the eighth day, the extra net that I'm putting off is right next to the door. And then I light from that light which is next to the door and I go from my left to my right and I light. Right? Okay. But if there's no mezuzah on the door, for whatever reason, there's no mezuzah, I don't know why there would be, but say there isn't. As you near Chanukah biyamin, right? Then you put the Chanukah on the right side of the door, and then you light from as you near Chanukah. The first day it's going to be the ner that's near the door. Ubelel sheni, you light next to it, right? V'ken al zeh, that's how you go all the way, but you still go from right. Go from left to right. And you always add, you always start with the ner nosaf. The added ner is the first one you're lighting. That's the shita. For us, the nafkamin is when we're lying downstairs. We're not going to light next to the door. We're going to light on a table.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be near a door.
Yeah.
So how do you light? So again, you light from left to right. So you, how do you put your neris? You put your neris on the right side first. Yes. And then you put, you add the next one, which is going to be on, more towards the left. And you're going to do like this. You're going to write from your left to right. So that's the nafkamina. Because for us, the main hadlaka is inside. The Ben Ishchai is talking person who lights outside. But for us, our main hadlaka is inside. So that's how we do. You don't light near the door. You light near the window. It's best to light near the window. But here in the yeshiva, you're not going to be lighting near the window. Because you have a mirror peset and it's not going to be seen anyway. So we light on the table and we light from left to right. We put the Chanukiyas on the right side, or anyone in Chutz La'aretz who doesn't light by their door, facing outside, which most people don't. Most people light in the window. So they're going to put the Chanukiyah facing the window. They're going to put it, first night's going to be on the extreme right. Second night, they're going to add to the left side of the right near, and they'll go from left to right. This halacha isn't so related to us. There's an inyan of the Chanukiah has to be above 3 tefachim and below 10 tefachim. For us, if you're lighting it near the window or if you're lighting it on a table, it's going to be more than 10 tefachim high, generally speaking. So we don't have this halacha because no one does it nowadays, right? And in the house, if you put it so low down, someone's going to stumble on it. Or if you're lighting next to the window, so it's going to be more than 10 tefachim high from the ground. And it's better to do it near a window so people will see the neiros than to put it low down and no one will see the neiros. What's the time for hadlaka? The time for hadlaka, says the Kochabim, it's not such a simple hadlaka, this. Really, the shita that holds, says the Kochabim, there's two shitas in the Rishonim. The shita's Rabbeinu Tam, you've heard about this? This needs explanation. There's two shitas in the Rishonim. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam and shitas Gaonim. According to the Gaonim, day, right, starts, like, we measure the times of the day from Nates to Shkia. That's the 12 hours of the day. That's shitas Gaonim. According to shitas Rabbeinu Tam, we measure 12 hours a day from Alot HaShacha to Tzeis HaKochavim, which is 4 mil, which is 72 minutes, after what we call Shkia, right? According to the Gaonim, when it says a Kochavim, says a Kochavim isn't 72 minutes, says a Kochavim is around 3/4 mil. It's a big machlokas what 3/4 mil is in the Shittas of the Gaonim. Some people say the Gros says 13.5 minutes, that's 3/4 of 18. Some people say 3/4 of 24. minutes, which is the Rambam, which is 18 minutes, and then you add another 4 minutes because the Shkia of the Rambam is later. So generally speaking, Sfadim learn like Nerus, Lechora, Seisa Kochavim, they go with the Shita Zagaonim, which is Seisa Kochavim after Shita Zagaonim, which is around 20 minutes, 25 minutes, after 15 minutes, yes, the difference, after Shkia of the Gaonim, which is the Shkia, that's the Shita Zagro, that's the main Shita, and Ben Shchai Paschal, Shita Zagro, it doesn't bring Rabbeinu down. That's the Ikar Adin. Now, Lecharon, the Rishonim, there's no Shita like that. So, it's not so easy, this halacha. So our minhag is, and it's better to do it as follows. The best thing to do is take the mil, the sheet of the mil, which is the shortest, which is the gro, which is 13 and a half mil. That's 3/4 of an hour. So 13 and a half minutes after shkia, you light candles at home. So now, since this is maniot in Eretz Yisrael, it works at about 12 minutes, 11 minutes after Shkia, you light candles. And anyway, according to the Rambam, not according to the Gro, according to the Rambam, Shkia is 4 minutes afterwards. So it turns out to be something like 7 or 8 minutes after the time the Ashkenazim lights, which is, right? No, sorry, no. It turns out to be 7 or 8 minutes after the Shkia of the Rambam. So, which is 4 minutes after the Shkia of the Gro. So it's okay, you're still within a half an hour, it's okay. So our minhag is our pi halacha, right? But you shouldn't take the most machmir shita in what's it called, in when Tzeisa Kochavim is in light half an hour or 25 minutes after, you should take the most meikel shita and light as close to Shkia as possible. And in America, it's the same thing. In America, you find out what time is Tzeisa Kochavim, right? And look, I don't know. You have to. I don't know the how to figure it out in America because it depends where you are. But whatever is the Shita Sakro, whatever is the earliest time that Tzeisa Kochavim comes in, you light in America. Now, if it's half an hour after this time, then it's a question in my mind. Then you should ask a Shaila. You have to ask a Shaila. B'dieved yoyotze, even if you light after time, because there's still people. Every part of America, see people in every part of America roaming around. So you're still yotze. But it's still better to light at the time that Chazal will metaken, which is within that half an hour after Shkia.
So you couldn't light.
A person shouldn't eat a meal of bread, and he shouldn't learn. When he says he shouldn't learn, it means he shouldn't learn in the Chavrusa. He's learning at home, it's fine. He shouldn't learn with the Chavrusa in the base of Medrash, he's going to forget himself. Before he lights candles. Like samuch to hadlaka. Near hadlaka. I don't samuch, but before hadlaka. Right? I mean, he can learn in the morning. He can learn till, you know, let's say he's going to light at 5 o'clock. Half an hour beforehand, he should, you know, start getting ready. I don't know if I didn't samuch. He should be learning the time of hadlaka. Right. But if he started to eat or to learn, right, and came the time of hadlaka, he stops and he goes and does hadlaka. Okay, if he doesn't make, say he comes home late from work and he doesn't light candles at the time that a priori is supposed to, right, so he's coming home late, he came at 9 o'clock, whatever, or he normally comes home from work, 8 o'clock, whatever time he comes home, so he can light candles, right? Because there's lots of people going around. But say he comes home for some reason, he just arrived from Chutz La'aretz, and he arrived there at 1 o'clock in the morning, right? No one's around. He can still light, right? Says the Ben Ish Chai, he lights if his Bnei Beta, if his wife's saying children are up, so he can light. Ben Ish Chai thinks it's much more you have to have 3 people to light with a bracha. Him and his wife and a child. But say it's just him and his wife. So he says if it's just him, if they're sleeping already and you can't have to wake them up, he lights without a bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah brings the we light with a bracha, and that's the pashtus. Here I would light with a bracha, even when no one's up, just you're alone and you're coming home and you're making, you can light with a bracha. This post can be summit on them. Okay, but again, those who know like the Ben Ish Chai should light without a bracha. So I'm not passing for you. I'm just telling you 2 days. Okay, you have to have an amount iv of shemen. How much amount of shemen you have to have? Half an hour's worth of shemen zayit in, or shemen, whatever shemen you use. Mitzvah menuchah shemen zayit. So if you have the money, which we all do, use olive oil. And there's a hiddur to have a nice menorah. So if you want to chip together, all the sfarim want to chip together and get a nice menorah, you know, it's a good idea. If you made a bracha, say you lit the candle and you forgot to make a bracha. So you continue making a bracha so long as you have more candles to light. Not shamash. Shamash isn't included. If you have more of the extra candles to light, say it's the third day, you have three candles you're lighting, you lit number one and number two, the third one you didn't light, you can make still a bracha. All the brachas. So the Ben Ish Chai said beforehand, I didn't read it. The Ben Ish Chai says, if the neiros blow out, you don't have to light them. Unless they're in a place...
that there's
a lot of wind and they're going to blow out. Then that place isn't a place of hadlaka. You can't light there. Because if the ruach matzuya, a regular wind, will blow out your candles, so you have to put them in a box. There's special boxes you can buy that protect them from the wind. That's usually people who light outside. They buy these boxes to protect them from the wind. Because otherwise you can't light outside. It'll blow out. So it's not a place of hadlaka. If, I tell you, if it blows out by accident, say someone passes and accidentally blows it, it's not ruach matzuya, mi'ikar din, you don't have to relight it, but it's good to relight it. Your bracha isn't a bracha levatala. It's not a bracha levatala. You relight it without a bracha, it's fine. If you light in the Beit HaKnesset, say the first day you light in the Beit HaKnesset, and you make a shechianu, because it's a mitzvah to light in the Beit HaKnesset, for b'sum inisa, to express the b'nes, right? And you make a shechianu. Then you don't make the Shechianu on the Neiros in your house. So that's why the first day in the Beit HaKnesset, it's best to give someone who's an Achsanai, who's an Oreach, who's staying by people, and he doesn't have this Mitzvah of Chanukah, so they give him the Mitzvah of Chanukah in the Beit HaKnesset, but it's not a good idea for you if you're going to lie back in your house, because then you're going to miss out on the Shechianu on the Neiros in your house. You're not allowed to use the Neiros of Chanukah. Two reasons. Or to show that it's nikah, it's recognizable as a Ner Shel Mitzvah. Or because it's Dumya LeMenorah, that you couldn't benefit from the Or. Right? So it doesn't matter, but we don't use. Now what's considered using the Or? It's considered if it was dark downstairs, so you didn't have the lights on, and you were reading a sefer against it. Or you were checking your change. But it doesn't mean if it's dark and you walk into the kitchen, say all the lights are off, right? Or if people light outside and the cheder madrigot, the stairways, and you're walking up to your house and the Chanukah light, and you can see the stairways because of the Chanukah lights, that's not considered using it. That sort of usage is mutter. The usage which is asa is when you're coming close to the ner for eons, to looking, you're using it you can't read the light, you can't read by using the light to read by, something like that. Something which requires, introspection somewhat. Clear? What happens if you share a house with people? Like you're living outside the yeshiva, you share a house, or if you're shutfim, you live, if you're bachim, living together. So if it's all sfadim, you should come together by one menorah, and each day take turns in light of it. One menorah you light. If it's Sfarim Ashkenazim, you try, if you're the only Sfari there, or whoever the Sfarim are there, so you should be the first person to light, like we do in the yeshiva, and then and light before Shkia, or during Shkia, and ask your Ashkenazi friends to light after you. If they don't want to wait, you can even light before Shkia, in order to make a light with a bracha. What happens if you go for Shabbos to a meal to someone's house, and you're spending the night there? If you're not spending the night there, the place you live in is the place you light your candle. Say, now on Shabbos Chanukah, you're going to eat by people, right? So just like Ner Shabbos, the main place that you're sleeping, right, is the yeshiva. That's the place you light. Or if you're a guest, say you have your own house, and you're going to eat by people the Shabbos meal, or that meal that day, you're going to eat by people that day, and you're not going to be by your Ner. So first you should light in your house, then go for the meal, and that's it. But your house is where you light the candles. Now, if you're going to spend the night by those people, you're going to spend the night there, spend the night with these people, you're sleeping the night, then your hadlaka for that day is there, where you're sleeping the night. So now, since they're lighting Ner Chanukah, and it's the only one Ner Chanukah to light, so you have to be mishtatet v'priti. That means you give them a pruta, or you ask them to be makne to you, to acquire to you some of the shemen they're using, you just have to lift out the bottle and you have kavana to be kona a little bit of the shemen there, a little bit of the oil in the bottle. Or if you're using candles, you know, you lift up the candles and acquire a little bit of the candles. But the best thing is to give them 10 agurot, give them a dollar, half a dollar, a dime, right? Give them some money, a shava pruta, to be acquire some of the shemen for that day. And that's it. When a group of sfarim are lighting, they should all buy collectively the shemen together. It should be collective, you know. And if, say, someone doesn't have money, so yes, let him give a pruta. Let him give 10 agurot.
What if I just like...
If you want to say, you can tell them, oh, I'm giving you shemen, you have to make them a kinis. They'd have to lift out the bottle with the intention of acquiring part of the oil, not all of the oil. Okay, what happens if someone in the middle of Hanukkah travels? So say your case was, you're leaving Saturday night, and you're arriving in New York Sunday morning. So it means in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have the mitzvah because you're not sleeping there at that time. So here is a little bit of machlokas. Here, some people want to say that since you're in Eretz Yisrael for the half an hour of the lighting of the Chanukiah, right? That's where your mitzvah is and you light there. So you will light after Shabbos and you'll be mekayim the mitzvah. And in New York, you missed it because you're not sleeping in New York. You're not Sunday night. It's Motzi Shabbos, you know, Sunday night in New York. So other people would say that you don't have the mitzvah of Hanukkah because you're not sleeping that night in Eretz Yisrael. So according to that, it's a sofik. So you could light the candles without a bracha. It's best have someone else light because anyway, you're doing b'shutfas. Have someone else light. You're still part of the shutfas because you own some of the oil. And you're yotzei through the other people's bracha. The Gemara says, what happens if a person, the Gemara asks, Bilkas Haroe, there's someone who doesn't have a place to light. So what's the case of a person who doesn't have a place to light? If he sees Ner Chanukah, he makes two brachas. Which bracha? Alanisim, the Shechianu, on the first night. Other nights, just Alanisim. That's called Bilkas Haroe, someone who sees Ner Chanukah. So where's a place that a person doesn't have a house? Everyone lives in a house. Says Rashi, he's in a boat. He's in a sphina. He's a big ship, he's on a boat and he sees the Ner Chanukah. Then he makes Bukas Haroah. So same thing, a big ship or a big aeroplane. You don't have a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. You don't have a mitzvah of Adlaka there, of lighting a candle. There are, however, poskim who say, it's not so posh, but there are poskim who say that nowadays our ships or our planes are so well done, right? Not Chayav and Mezuzah, but they're so well done, they're so, you know, for living, it's like a hotel room. So they say that the ship in Chazal was speaking about, a very simple ship, wasn't fitting for sleeping and you didn't have a real room. But nowadays you have these special places, certainly the ships nowadays, or in maybe a plane less, but a plane you still have your own seat and stuff like that. So in theory, you could maybe light Ner Chanukah. Now, you can't light with a fire because you'll get arrested. What you should do, what you can do, is you can take a little torch, right? A little torch, regular torch, but get a torch which has, like, not an LED torch. Get a torch which has a filament. You know, you have these little light bulbs, like the old light bulbs that torches were made. Maybe it's very hard to find that torch. I have one of those sort of torches which has a little bit showing. You know, like the edges of it is showing, so you see the light. And just take that torch, put in some sort of base, plastiline or whatever, and stick it near your seat, and have kavana and light it for Ner Chanukah. Light it for half an hour. It should be a battery torch, so light it for like half an hour and leave it. The next bidi ever, you don't do that. So you have, you know, these iPhones. They have this little LED light on the back. Just turn it over and just light it for half an hour. But so long it doesn't bother anyone. Maximum, you put it on your little table that's in front of you in the plane. You turn over your iPhone, you light it, and you leave it there for half an hour.
What about the light on top of you on there?
The light of the airplane itself, you can't, because it's not nikkah that it's done for Ner Chanukah. Maybe even your iPhone is not so nikkah, because, you know, maybe, I don't know, what you're using for it as a torch. But it's less often that a person flips his iPhone and, like, leaves this on. But it might look a little quirky, right? So if it looks a little quirky, don't do it. The main thing is to light it before you leave, and it's the Ikar Adeya is you don't have a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah on a plane. I personally don't hold that shita. I personally hold that a plane is not a place for hadlaka. It's like a ship, and the ships of Chazal, I'm sure they were fitting for sleeping as well, and it doesn't make it into a bias. A bias and a ship is not, doesn't have a chiv mezuzah, none of those things. Okay. Erev Shabbos, what do I light first? First you light your Ner Chanukah, and then you light your Ner Shabbos. But you should light it within the close to Shkia, as close as you can get. Not close to Shkia, like closer within, like, you know, the 40 minutes that you light Ner Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. In America, it's 20 minutes. So 20 minutes before you light your Ner Chanukah, straight away afterwards you light Ner Shabbos. And there's a big inyan in this. Ner Shabbos, the inyan of Ner Shabbos is much higher than Ner Chanukah. So first the husband lights his Ner Chanukah, and then the wife lights a Ner Shabbos. And if you're not married and you light Ner Shabbos, so first you light your Ner Chanukah with a bracha, and then you light your Ner Shabbos with a bracha. Okay. In Motzi Shabbos, in the shul, in the Beit HaKnesset, first you light Ner Chanukah, and then you do Havdalah. But at home, first you do Havdalah, and then you light Ner Chanukah. That's the psak of the Ben Ishchai. If you're davening at home, you still do first Havdalah and then Ner Chanukah. Your house is always that way around. Okay? So we have a minig of eating also. We said milchiks, we said about that, about Yehudis, we said he killed. And we have a minig of eating oil things, so it's sufganiyot or latkes or other things like that. There's another one. Women, since the nes was done through them, I explained this, they have a special mitzvah, the half an hour that the Chanukiah is lit, they don't do malach. What does it mean they don't do malach? They don't do, no, not like Shabbos, they don't do malach like Chol HaMoed. They don't have, they don't sew, they don't do washing. Like Rosh Chodesh, they don't do the heavy malachas. They can cook, they can make sufganiyot, they can do all that sort of stuff, but they can't do heavy work like anything which is a ma'aser uman, like or washing or sewing or, you know, work in work. That's a problem. People who work at the time of Chanukah are women. So since it's Sarach Avoda and they need to do, and in Chutzlach and Makbid, if you just take off half an hour and say, I'm not working now, and you might lose your job or stuff like that, you can do your job. Even if you don't lose your job, for Chanukah it's more makel, you can continue doing your job. Okay? Now, Chanukah, which is falls on Shabbos, right? You should increase the amount of meals you have, says the Ben Ishchai, because of the covet of Chanukah. So if you don't increase the number of meals, bring something extra on the table. Look for Chanukah. Okay? And if it's Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, so even more so you should do that. You should be marbe, or the number of meals, or what you bring on your table. For us, it's too much to be marbe, the number of meals. You just can't do it, right? So bring something special for Chanukah. Like Suda Shishis bring an ice cream, or something chalavi, or the other Sudas bring something made in oil, sufganiyot. You buy something nice for Chanukah, and something nice for Rosh Chodesh. Okay? Ner Chanukah is a very important mitzvah. Ner Shabbos is much bigger than Ner Chanukah, but Ner Chanukah is a big inyan, and there's a special time for davening. Is it Ner Chanukah? You should daven for Aliyah and Torah. Your children will go in the way of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shidduchim for your children, health, anything, wealth, whatever you want. That's a special time. But all those things which are physical that you daven for them with, I want to have a good parnasa so I can do avodas Hashem. I want to be healthy because I do avodas Hashem. It should be converted into ruchaniyut, right? You should never ask for physical things without converting into ruchaniyut. Right? That's how it should be. You shouldn't be, you know, I want, you know, please, Kodesh Baruch Hu, get me the 770 BMW, right? That's something you should daven for. I don't know if you even want it, but say you want it. Not that you should daven for. A waste of a tefillah. If you want it, because you want to be mechabit, Rabbi Gershenfeld is coming from Chutz Laaretz, you want to take him in a very special car, okay, fine. That's something different. That's turning into ruchnius. But for Gashmius itself, you know, forget it. And certainly if you want it, you shouldn't daven for it. Gashmius for your wife, that's something different. Gashmius for your wife, physical things for your wife, is your ruchnius. That you can daven for. So if your wife, right, you don't need a nice kitchen. You have it makes zero difference to you that the kitchen matches with the fridge and the ceramica. You have absolutely zero difference to you it makes. But your wife wants it, and say you don't have enough money upon us for that. That you can daven for, because her gashmias is your ruchnias. That's the only thing that you can actually daven, because that is ruchnias. Okay, spirituality. Your she needs things. She's in the house. She's made in a certain way that she likes beautiful things. She likes beautiful physical things. They like pictures. They like colors. They like things. It makes her feel good. If it makes her feel good, the best thing you can do for your children, the biggest chinuch that you could have for your children, is that you have a happy wife. And if those things make her happy, like, you know, you buy flowers on Shabbos, right? The most crazy thing for a man to buy is flowers. You spend, I don't know how much you spend in America, much more than here, but you spend like $20 on a bunch of flowers, $30 on a bunch of flowers, they last one day. They shrivel. Even by the time Shabbos is finished, they're half shriveling, right? And you throw them in the garbage. So you just basically talk. Right? Like, you don't care too much about flowers, but she does. She does. Buy them. You buy a ring, right? Let's be honest, a ring, this diamond ring, it's a little bit of glass on here, which if someone actually comes close to look at it, sparks in a certain way, which doesn't look like glass. But if you took a piece of glass, between the two of me, if you had a piece of glass, big piece of glass on a, not even a gold ring, you had something like a gold-plated ring with a piece of glass on the top, and it's really big, people from, let's say, 2 meters away couldn't tell the difference. So why wouldn't she be happy with one of that? If you bought that for a wife, right? Forget it. She's not going to take it. But if you bought her a diamond, because she looks at it and she sees it's a diamond. And she understands. They understand, Ben. They know that a man... How many men wear diamond rings? Not many. Right? They know for a man, it makes absolutely zero difference, this diamond. But her husband's willing to spend so much of his money to buy something which he doesn't care for at all. He's just buying it for her. Why? Because he cares for her. So every time she looks at her diamond ring and it looks like a diamond, it doesn't look like a piece of glass, she says, he loves me. And she's happy. So it's ruchnias